Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amazing to God, man. This weekend truly is amazing because this weekend is a time that we realize finally what we are here to do. This is a weekend that we change our life. This is a weekend that we see a new vision. And this is a weekend that a new beginning can happen. And so I'm going to make it short but precise because I know it's the end, it's the last one, and later on we're going to have sharing. And right now it's already 10:30, but then I hope that as we review through what we have learned and then going through that, truly let's become people that we can live like Christ. Let me open up with a short prayer and we'll begin. Our Father, God, Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you so much. You have loved us, you have shown us the path, the way, the life, and today you're inviting us to partake. You want us to embark onto this life, the epic life, a life that transforms not only ourselves, but to the world, the life that shakes the heavens and the earth. We truly pray, let every previous perceptions of whatever that we have, everything that we center upon ourselves today, take them away. We allow you, first and foremost, to take them away by emptying ourselves, by thinking and believing that we can and we can be perfect, by really wanting to know what we can do right now after we have empty, after we have the perfect thoughts, what's next? I pray that you show us so that we can understand clearly, and with that action, let's take it clearly as well. We thank you, and all this we pray in the name, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So once again, this weekend, we're surrounding with these four topics, and these four topics, I say them, there are four secrets, right? Four secrets to the epic life, E-P-I-C. And as we learn, this E is something that to live an epic life, it's amazing, but you have to first empty. You have to empty yourself, you have to empty your thoughts, you have to empty everything, you have to empty your past, you have to empty everything that's hindering you. This is what you must do. If you don't empty, there's no new beginning. There's no nothing, there's no space to even fit if you don't empty. Now, let me start with this question. I know it's still early in the morning, but I know we have to do something to make you thinking cap alive. Okay, first question. You have probably heard this before. There's an elephant. There is a refrigerator. Now, how do you put the elephant into a refrigerator? Huh? Okay, open the door, put the elephant in, and then close the door. Three steps. Is that anyone else? Go ahead. Huh? No, you have to think about an elephant, like, woo, elephant, woo, right? And then, refrigerator. What's that? So how do you do it? We have a three steps here. Anyone else want to challenge these three steps? Four steps.
Open the door.
Open the door.
Refrigerator also.
Empty refrigerator also? Oh! Wow! Put the elephant in. Maybe because of, right? So maybe we end up with three steps too. Okay? So three steps is very good. It's actually right. Right? Open the refrigerator, put the elephant in, close the door. Right? So now, you have giraffe. Tall. Humongous. How do you fit into this refrigerator? Yes. You open the door. Take the elephant out. Put giraffe in. Close the door. Let's give a round of applause. Yeah. You do something like that. Right? Don't forget the elephant. You know, a lot of things that we heard, Pastor Jay said, there's so much information contained inside of our heads. There is. But if you don't empty every time, you cannot receive more. That is why being empty, that's why when we come to before God, we pray. We praise. Because that is an act that can help us empty. If you don't do that, that first step, you cannot do anything to that next. So therefore, even sports too, what do you do before you start playing sports? You stretch. If you don't stretch, you'll be like me. Have Achilles tendon ruptured. Yeah, really, it's painful, it was scary. And I was shocked because I thought someone hit me from behind with a brick, like just whacked me because I was playing basketball. Yeah! And then I turned around. And I was even more shocked because no one was there. Because I thought someone whacked me. I was like, whoa. I was angry at first, but later I was scared because no one was there. And then I ruptured my Achilles tendon. If you don't exercise, if you don't stretch before exercise, you cannot do it. Even playing guitar too, even playing music too. People stretch their fingers, people stretch their vocal when they sing. All of this kind of thing. How much more? What did Jesus do before he goes before God? It's always through prayer. Do you know how Jesus prayed? Bible records that he went out before the sun comes up, while it's still dark. Do you know how early that is? Yeah, four. When five is already kind of, you can see a little light. But he said, while it's still dark, Jesus went out to the wilderness and prayed. How many of you live a daily life praying in the morning? Right? Think about it. Why are we not doing that? Oh, we heard Koreans are doing that. So should we just let them do it then? What about us? We should also do that. Why? Not because of different races, but because Jesus did it. Amen? That's the only reason why we want to do it, because Jesus is done it. So therefore, we have to empty. It's not easy. But definitely it's a life worth living, is it not? This is the reason why we're here. And so a lot of time I want to invite you again and again. As we empty ourselves, you have to understand this is the epic life, the P that we need to live is something that we have to go and be perfect. A lot of people say you cannot be perfect. World say you cannot be perfect. But God said you can be perfect. Jesus said be perfect. Therefore, like your Heavenly Father is perfect. Bible tells us so. We sing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. Right? And then people challenge them. How do you know Jesus loves you? For the Bible tells me so. Right? Simply as that. A simple answer. Because Bible tells us so. Everyone, you can be perfect because Bible tells you so also. Yeah. That's how simple it is. And so today, right, as we learn, the title for the third message was, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now what do you suppose? We have E-P-I-C. Now I'm talking about the I, right? The I. And this I message, what do you suppose that I stands for? And all the youth ones, they're like, I don't know. What's the I message that you suppose about? What's your I? Kyle? I, oh, she said I. Not that kind of I, but go ahead. Not sure? Josh? I'm going to call all of you. You have empty, you have perfection. What's I then? What's your I? Huh? In what? Imperfection.
Perfection
and imperfection. Perfection and imperfection? Like that? Yes?
Invest.
Invest. Wow, we have a businesswoman back there, ladies and gentlemen. What else?
Infection.
Infection. Ooh, infection. Oh, infection.
Indescribable.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Illuminate.
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 Illuminate. Like get rid of. Like that.
No.
Oh, sorry. Illuminate. Ah, I see. I. Oh, okay. More.
Invitation.
Invitation. Okay. So if you live an epic life, you have to invite. The I that I want to share with you that is more blessed than anything is to initiate. Think about this deeply. Look at Jesus' life. When you look at Jesus' life, what do you see? When you look at Jesus' life, you saw that Jesus, he led a life of initiation. He initiated everything. Did he come as the Son of God and sit on the throne? Right? What was the Christmas story then? Was it like a throne dropped? Right? I need to wake you up, sorry. Right? Dropped! And then Jesus, and people start worshiping him. Is that what God is? No. What did Jesus do? He came into our lives. He stepped into our town. When they're sick, when there are people whose illness, when there's leprosy, what did he do? Do you know what he do when he saw people who were sick? especially the leprosy people. Yeah. Bible says he touched them and he healed them. He did not just heal them while he was away, but the Bible would clearly say he touched them. Will you touch someone who has infectious disease with their skin? No, you won't want to touch that. But he stepped up and he initiated. And with that, he lived a life just like that. In Paul, he said one of the greatest things, but we cannot find anywhere else, but in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Let's read it together. In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Everyone, why do you suppose it's more blessed to give than to receive? What does that mean? If I were to translate this to a five-year-old, what does that mean? Anyone?
Sharing.
Okay. Any more? So giving, it makes you feel better. Okay, I like that. What else? Why is more blessed? More, right? We're not saying we're not blessed, but more blessed to give than to receive. Why? Any more? Yes?
You have the joy of seeing the other person's needs being met.
You have the joy of seeing the other person's needs being met. Okay? Oh, I like that. But if I were to boil this down, let's boil them. Boil down, right? If you keep boiling things down, the essence will come out. The essence of this phrase here, everyone, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It means one thing and one thing only. It means that you have more. You have plenty and that you can give people. Now, can you give when you don't have anything? You cannot give if you don't have anything. Offering. Paul talked about offering. It's very clear. If you don't have any, you cannot give. You can't. Simply cannot. Reality check. So the fact that you can give, what does that mean? That you've been blessed. That God has blessed you more than enough. And you can give. And to a point that some people even went extreme. Just like Jesus himself. He gave even whatever that he needs, he still give it away. Everyone, to give is not an easy thing. Especially, is to give to someone that we don't like. And we know this a lot. We know this from inside out. We know how difficult this is. And we know to receive is so much easier compared to give. And this is something that we always struggle with. But parents know the best. Why? Because parents, they are in a business that there's no rewards. Really, think about it. You may think that after 21 years, you may start to receive the, rewards back from your children. But no, it continues on, right? And as Asian parents, even worse, right? Americans, they will just kick them out at 18, right? Just let them be. But then, it's not the same case with Asian. They still until the end. They will stay with you until the end. And so this is something that we have to understand. To give and to receive is a tremendous difference. And Jesus himself said, right? In Matthew 20, verse 28. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Wow. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We want to receive comfort. We want to be served. We want to sit comfortably. But we see people, they will give up their seats. They will give up their comforts. That they will allow other people so that they can receive more. Everyone, do you know what kind of person can give? A thankful person. A person who is so thankful. A person who is thankful that he has received so much and in his life he wants to share. That is a person who gives. And so therefore today, I want to ask you, right? Think about, even in this world, the first person who initiates the stuff, what are they? They're the better people, right? Imagine a man went to grab the door and open the door. What do you call them? A gentleman, right? You call them a gentleman because they're like holding the door, hey, you first, right? Oh, lady first, right?
Yeah.
And let's say, yeah, it's cool and everything, but yeah, we still do that. Without asking, initiate and say, oh, here, are you cold? I mean, 64 degrees is the average temperature here, right? You probably need a light jacket or whatnot. Yeah, real men still do this. Are you real men? Right? That's the question we ask ourselves. But think about it. Think about it in this world. In this world, what are we really talking about, right? We're asking you, think about your kids too. What if after you eat and your children initiate everything, start picking up the dishes and bowls and they bring to the kitchen and sink, and not only that, they turn on the faucet, start cleaning. Whoa. What do you call that kind of kid?
Wow.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
Oh, really think about it. A kid initiate like that, what kind of kid would that be? Right, all you kids out there? Right? Yeah. Think about all of the things that you receive as you initiate. Let's say a student who went to the teacher and say, you know, I'm having a difficult time with this subject. Will you help me? As a teacher, how will you feel? You feel pleasant. You'll help this student more than all other 50 students there, right? If you initiate that conversation and think of people, two people fighting. And I gave this to a youth group yesterday. Two people fighting. Now, who's a better winner? Let's say both of them at the end, they forgive each other. But who's a better winner there? The person who initiates. When you start doing things first, then things happen in a beautiful way. You receive more as you initiate. The first moment that you take action, that's the moment you start receiving. God is just. Whatever that you do, God will immediately return to you. That is why it's more blessed to give than to receive. So everyone, I really pray, right? Let's understand this clearly. And I really pray that let's become the blessed people, right? Jesus, He did everything. He did everything because He first initiated. We did not say, you know, God, we want to be saved. No, Jesus came. He was already preaching. And those who have ears, they heard and they followed the Lord. And so that is why it's as simple as this. I want you to initiate. When you saw piece of garbage, a person who really is a blessed person if he picks up first. Right? In the church, what do you do? Right? In the church, when you see problems, what do you do? Let me wait. Wait until the pastor do something. Don't do that. Right? As a pastor in front of you too, don't do that. Right? We invite everyone to do together to do something like that. Now you saw someone who's struggling, you saw someone who's having a hard time. Do you want to wait for a pastor to save them? No. Initiate your life to save them. Jesus, He initiated His life to be with the sinner, the tax collector, the ones that no one wants to be with. What good is it to love those who loves you back? It's easy, but try and love those who doesn't even love you. Right? Who don't even love you back. So that's why it's more blessed to give than to receive. As simple as that, initiate. See, all of this is not big, but it's something, it's essential that Jesus did His life with. And so again, this EPIC is that one thing that I really want to share. And what's C to you? Anyone? Last letter, C. You have empty, you have perfection, you have initiation. What's C?
Christ.
Thank you, Eden. Yes.
Commit.
Huh?
Commit.
Wow. Whoever Paul's spouse should be very happy and with a big smile right now. Because he's like, what I realize about epic lives, commit. You don't need to worry anything anymore. Commit. I like that. What else?
Compassion.
Huh?
Compassion.
Oh, that's nice. Anything? Yeah.
Communion.
Oh, he's hungry. No, just kidding.
Communicate.
Compromise. communicate, oh, communication, anything. This is all great. Huh?
Candy.
Candy. Who said that?
Skylar.
Skylar, I will give you a lot of candy later. Right? Any more? C. What's C to you? Huh? Care. Oh, care. Yes.
Complete.
Wow. All of this is amazing. But one thing I want to talk about is look at Jesus like
call.
Wow. One thing I want to mention is, I'll give you a little hint. With C, what do you do with your hand when you do this?
Connect.
Huh?
Connect.
What do you do with this?
Connect.
Cover. When you do this, right? But then when you look at your hand, right? To cover us, a heart. What is this about? What I want to share with you today is this. God said, I got this. What does that mean? It's a very good sound, right? When there's problems, issues of life, God said, I got this. You want to meet someone who will tell you, hey, come, don't worry, I got this. Yeah. When was the last time someone said, I got this to you? And if someone at the most desperate moment in your life that you really need someone, and at that moment that person say, I got this, with a smile, how will you feel? All your burden, right? You'll be like, yeah, okay, right? Do you know, so many times we're experiencing life ourselves. It's lonely, it's scary. Sometimes, yes, even adult, even a man, still afraid of dark. They do. But if there's a voice telling you, I got this. If there's a voice telling you, I got this. When you're looking at your F, thinking, how should I show this to my parents? And there's a voice saying, I got this. Right? How will you feel? When you're looking at your bank statement, and you just got fired. You don't know, you have your wife's number there ready to press call. You're afraid to tell them the news. What do you say? Right? And if that voice say, I got this, how will you feel? If you're a doctor, or if you're a patient who receive a report back and it's terminal, how will you feel if you hear a voice say, I got this? Everyone, if you look at Jesus' life, he lived a life that he said, I got this. I got you. Don't worry. I got you and I will take care of you. Not temporarily, 80 years, 90 years on earth, but I got you for eternity. I went onto the cross and I bought you. I got you. Because of this, everyone, do you know? You also got this. Amen? Yeah. Tell your neighbor next to you, you got this. Yeah. Perfection. Anti. Right? Invitation. Initiation. All of this. I'm changed to the invitation now. Right? Initiation. All of this, you got this as well, everyone. And I tell you that. It's epic life. Really, that is an epic life. To live a life telling people that I got this. Do you know who's the most worried person in this world? Do you know who? The most worried. The most worried person. Huh?
Obama.
Okay. Obama. We're going to politics now. Obama. Okay. I'll write to Obama and ask if he's the most worried person in this world. Okay, I respect that, yes. But then you know what? He might be worried, he might be the person who's more worried, but only 4 years term or 8 years term. After that, no more. But I'm talking about, even now, today, he's very worried. Who?
God.
Do you know why he's most worried? Because every minute, every second, he's watching lives going toward destruction. He's watching them falling to the cliff that there's no return. He's trying to hold them. Do you know God tries to hold even people that's falling? But do you know what people do? People say, don't touch me. I don't want to be saved. I don't want to believe you. If you're real, show me. That's what they say to God. You know, one of the most questions I heard when I was doing campus ministry is this. If God's real, why don't he show himself? I want to see him. If you show me,
I'll believe.
Do you know, by saying this, you are asking as if you're saying,
I don't even want to believe you.
Yeah, I don't even want to believe you. And that's how scary this world is. Really. But God, He watched every single one of us. The reason why I say you got this, you know why? Who is going to go? Do you know what God said to Isaiah? What was Isaiah's famous story? Here I am, Lord. Right? Why? Because God is looking. Who can I send? Who shall I send? There are many, many lives, but who can go on my behalf? You want God to suit your needs, but do you know when was the last time you asked for God's needs? You pray, God, give me this, give me that, give me everything. But when was the last time you say, God, today instead of asking, I wanted to ask you, what do you need me to do today? Is there something you want me to say today? Is there somewhere you want me to go today? Is there someone you want me to meet today? Is there something you want me to convey today? That's the heart. That's relationship. That's not one-sided. Love cannot be one-sided. Love cannot. When love is one-sided, what's that? It's a crush. Do you know how hard a crush is? Oh, I heard, oh, right? Crush is so difficult. You know why? Because you can only see them from far. Right? That's kind of creepy at the same time, right? Depends on how you want to look at it, right? But you can only look at them from far. And then today's raining. You put an extra umbrella. And put it next to her desk. Come back, right? And look. You wait. And what are you waiting for? You want to see her reaction. She saw, oh, there's an umbrella. Wow. And then you're kind of happy, right? And then your arch enemy, a more handsome person walked by. And she said, did you give me this? And he's like, yeah. And she said, thank you so much, let's go home together. And they together went home. How would you feel watching that? How would you feel? Broken your hearts. Now let me say this. Did you know, in the same way, this is God's story. God gave us everything. God showed us love. God blessed us with so much, plentiful. But who do we give our thanks to? If not to someone, it's not even relative related, we thank ourselves. When was the last time you thank your parents? When was the last time you thank your teacher who taught you? When was the last time you thank your friend for being there with you? When was the last time you thank your church leaders, pastors, and all of these people who helped you? When was the last time? Right? When was the last time you helped actually remember your church friends, all of that? I thank you for you making a better world for me. When was the last time? When was the last time you say to your spouse, thank you, honey. Without you, I cannot go this far. When was the last time? This is a question we ask. And now we ask, when was the last time we truly, sincerely say to God, God, thank you. A lot of times, do you know what's in our heart? When we say thank you, we don't even know why. And that is so sad. We sing this song, 10,000 reasons, right? All that. But then we don't even come up with a reason for God. We don't fight for God. When people say God does not exist, what do you say? Well, you have your own understanding, you have your own freedom. In America, we respect you, so okay. Why are you not angry? Why are you not hurt? Why are you thinking it's okay? Is it okay if today someone you love is being trashed? Will you think it's okay? It's not okay. If your precious daughter or son is being mistreated, will you think it's okay? Oh, their kids are not just, you know, they're just rough. It's okay. Oh, son, just, you know, suck up with it. Walk it off. Will you say that? No. Why are we okay with things right now that we shouldn't be okay? Just because America, we respect each other, is that what everything is about? Do you know God split everything? so clearly. Let your yes be yes. Let no be no. These type of people, if they live like this, this is a path, narrow, difficult, but I guarantee you, this goes to heaven. This path is widened, big, and many people travel on it. But I guarantee you, if you continue up down, that path is destruction. You have to be clear. When you learn about leadership, you have to be very clear. When you are not clear, your follower cannot be clear. God is very clear. God is never like, hey, maybe when you do it this way, I'll be happy. No. God is certain. God is clear. And that's the reason why we need to be that way. And so, everyone think about it. Really think about it. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And this is one of my favorite verses because it's a verse that really opened my eyes. Right? He says, above all, love each other deeply. Why? Because love covers over a multitude of sins. It's a powerful statement. The message I want to bring out about this cover, why did I show you about that picture with heart? Because God covers us with His love. It's because of His love we're covered. It's because of His love that He got this. It's because of His love we also got this. We have His love, we can also do this. And therefore, James chapter 5 verse 19 to 20 says, my brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Do you know how filthy we are? Spiritually speaking. In church, we don't really talk about sin. We want to talk about compassion, love, mercy. We want to tell people it's okay. But do you know, it's not okay. When we sin, there's a price to pay. It's okay for you because you receive it as a gift, but it's not okay for the person who went onto the cross and paid the sin. How many of you watched Passion before? Passion? Yeah? How Jesus went through the crucifixion and everything. Was it fun? Did you know that this is the way that Jesus went onto the cross? You thought it was just the nailing, right? That's what you thought before. But do you know there's slashes? Oh, slash is not bad, right? Just hit, right? Just like that. But what happened to that kind of whip? They have things on it. They have latches, they have metal, plates, everything. And when they slash, it sticks. And we pull them away, flesh comes out with it. That's one slash. Do you know why in Romans, when you slash, the biggest and worst commitment is the 40 slashes. You know why? Because when you slash 40 times, you're as equal as dead. You're as equal as done. Because no one can survive over 40. That's why when they slash, there's someone who's counting. One, two, right? You heard someone's calling, right? On the side when they're slashing Jesus, right? Three, four, five. You saw that. And do you know who are those people who are slashing him? They're not guards. You saw their teeth, right? If you go back to that movie again, you saw their teeth. Ancient Roman, what did they do is they let the prisoners who has to relieve themselves this way. They let other prisoners, other victims, and then they torture another like that. So do you know how much anger is in them? He's like, you? Think about me. That's what they think. Not like guards in their right mind. In prison, they're like that. They're not in their right mind. They slash with no mercy. And that's what happened to our Lord. You pay each slash for each sin that we've committed. Let me give you an example, more realistic. Parents, you have probably entrusted your credit card to your kids, right? And you probably realize that it's a big mistake, right? Because the kids are there swiping and swiping, it's fun. Right? It's very fun. That's the most beautiful thing. When you have that car, right? And you go shopping. And you suddenly become a bigger person. You want to eat that? All your friends, let me buy you this. Right? You want to, you're hungry? Let's eat that pretzel, right? Oh, no, let's get a steak. Let's go to a, you know, some kind of good restaurant. You just wipe the car. There's nothing more. But do you know what's happening on the other side of that car? Your parents working, bleeding, everything to work and pay each simple slash. But the kids, what do you think? Oh, but it's gone. It's taken care. But to the parent, now you know. And guess what? The parent cannot tell the kids. The parent can only wait. Only wait until the end. Until the kids grow, and one day when they also give their credit cards to their kids. And now they're like, now I know. And then, do you know what they do when they realize? They take up the phone and say, Dad, thank you. Thank you for doing this for me. Now I know. I was ignorant and I didn't know. Everyone, have you ever sacrificed for others? If you never give, you will never understand what Jesus did for you. If you never sacrifice yourself for others, you will never understand what that is. That is what epic Christianity, be like Christ, is not about talks. It's about action. Pastor Jay nailed it. He did. The Christian life is all about action. Don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about gaining salvation through your action. No, salvation is a gift only God can give you. You do not earn that by works, by nothing. No. But once you receive that salvation, once you're saved, now is the time that you have to work on it. Now is the time you have to get better with it. Now is the time that you have to spread the gospel. Now is the time you have to step out. This is the reason, right? When you're courting, when you're dating, is it the same as after you marry? Well, before marriage, your husband served you. But after marriage, what happened? Not only you serve your husband, you serve your kids, you serve their parents, and you serve all of the families. It's like, did I sign up for this? Right? But this is what we do, is it not? It's only right that we do this. So everyone, this is not a big message. It's a message that we all know. Why we cover? Because of love. When you cover without love, when you cover for another person without love, one day you'll stop. Do you know why? Parents, they will love their kids until the end. Do you know why? There are times when you wanted to kill your kids. You really do. I'm okay. It's okay. You know, it's a safe circle here. Right? There are thoughts that, oh, I want to choke them. 掐死他. Oh, 真的. Oh, especially they're speaking rude and they're talking back and it's just ruthless, right? Oh, 真的想掐死他. Right? I want to choke. I want to suffocate him. Right? This is what you think. That's right. That's what you think. But then, what stops you? The mom, they stop because they remember the 10 months that they went through with them. Yeah. Or 40 weeks, if you would. That's precise. It's 40 weeks. Yeah, it's 40 weeks. And think about it. This is what I'm talking about. Because there is that story, that memory. That is why you can do it. See, pain, there's two types. One, there's no reason for this pain. That's a bad pain. But another pain is a good pain. Do you know why? Because there are things in life that you have to go through to receive. Pain is like that too. No pain, no
gain.
Right? And that's a good pain. But if you go through suffering with no reason, that's not right. That's injustice. If you want to go through pain, at least go through and learn something. And so therefore, in this epic life, we must take action. This is the final message that we must take action, right? Four secrets, right, I share. Four secrets to epic life is actually, to me, it's actually the four steps. You enter yourself. You make the perfect thoughts in your head. You initiate that action. You start with that action. You do with love until the end. That's the epic life that Jesus did. If you examine Jesus' life one step at a time, that's what he did. Before the ministry, he prayed, fasted for 40 days. Not only physically, spiritually, he really emptied out himself. And then, continue on, he spoke the perfect word. He conveyed the perfect thoughts of heaven. He initiated everything. He acted. He not just wait. He served. He doesn't just being, you know, served, but he came and he took action and he served others. And then he covered, even to a point that if you don't understand, he still give you this love. Everyone, are you really emptying yourself? Or are you still covering your ears? Which one? I really pray that you will unplug that. Empty that out. Whatever is blocking you right now, whatever is blocking you to closer to the Lord right now, whatever is hindering you right now, take that away. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Every time, 100%. Always 100%. That's what perfection is about. It's not a standard that you can just be, but all the time, if you can give your 100% or 110%, try to do it until the end. Right? Do whatever it takes. Do you have the guts to say, whatever it takes, that will make it happen? That's perfection, is it not? When you love your kids, they're naughty, they're all that. Whatever it takes. When you study your subject, it's hard. Whatever it takes. When you're playing a piece of music, whatever it takes, because I love it. That itself is perfection. That itself is perfection. Initiate that life, right? Do you know all of you are like this right now? Whoever press the button, then they can answer, right? They can get it right. Look at their hands. Their hands are not elsewhere. The hands like,
say your question, right?
No! They're ready, right? Look at people running for race, they're on their mark, ready. Not like, okay, I can do this. I can do this, right? No, they're like, ready, let's do this. A lot of times, this is understanding that we must have. As a Christian, what are you doing? What's the button that you're ready to push? Are you ready to call God? What is that going on? What's the button that you must do? What's that initiative, that start point that you must start and press? That's the question you have to ask yourself. So everyone, cover each other. Epic life is lonely. But when you cover for each other, you can live with each other. You can love each other. Now think about Jesus. Let's say Jesus, he led a perfect life. But if Jesus led a perfect life, but he has nothing to do with us, what happens? It means nothing to us. Right? Let's say you won the lottery. You won the lottery. 8 billions, 9 billions, right? 20 billions. But guess what? You have no one to spend the money with. Really? You'll be lonely. You have a table of delicacy, but there's no one to share with. At the end, loneliness. Cover for each other. Now that you know all this epic, all these four stages and steps, the real question is this. Are you willing? This is the final question I want to ask you. Are you willing? Are you willing to live like Him? Are you willing to empty yourself? Are you willing to go against all odds, against the world, and that you can be perfect? Are you willing to initiate, even though it's hard, to give, but you gave. You initiate that, you take to action to them. Are you willing to cover when it's other people's fault, but you say, it's actually my fault. It's actually my fault. Do you know what Jesus did? Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they did. Even on the cross, Jesus said, I have all the right to be angry, all the right to cast down curses, but He said, forgive them. He covered for them. Everyone, I wanted you to know this for sure. If Jesus did not cover for you, Jesus did not save you, none of you will be here today. Do you know there's so many accidents that we escaped death? Because God protected us. We didn't even know. There's so many things that happened. We didn't even know that God did for us. We really didn't know. Each of you have probably experienced some kind of life and death situation. But you have no idea that it was God behind the whole thing. Oh, lucky, right? And you continue on with your life. No, It was God behind it. It was God behind it. So everyone, are you willing? What did Jesus say? And I want you to think about this verse very deeply. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus today not only has demonstrated to you that he led a epic life, he's inviting you to take the same life. Embark upon this beautiful life. And I pray, right, that you will hashtag I am willing. You will carry your cross and follow him at this very moment. So everyone, guys, suit up, right? Get ready, arm yourself. Ladies, slip on that beautiful dress that's like Holy Spirit. Even the kids, they're ready, right? Yeah, they're ready to love their mommy. Even the kids can do that. How much more can we do, right? Let's get ready. Are you ready? Yeah, respond to God. Are you ready? If you are ready, say amen. Are you ready? Are you truly ready? I tell you, it's easy. It's really easy. I'm going to give you a simple math. And anyone can do this math. It's so easy. But you have to try it. You have to take action on it. Are you ready for this math? It's the last one, but it's very important. Do this math for me. Jesus said, me plus you equals what? Love. That's what he wants. But if me without you, that's life that's sad. This is Jesus' heart, God's heart. Simply with you or without you, that's the difference. Right? Pastor Jay mentioned about differentiate yourself. Differentiate yourself against the world, not against God. Run towards God. That's what you need. So everyone, I truly pray, let's press start. Let's begin this epic life. Let's go on until the end so that we can truly be a life that is like Christ. I pray and bless all of you in the name of the Lord to live a life just like Him. Amen.